Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You know, summer is coming, the sun is shining, shirts are off, and your balls are smooth. You heard me right. Your friends at Manscaped, they're here to make sure that your beach balls are as smooth as the Floridian sand, my friends. In the summertime, you know, you want to kill some cold beers and some barbecues, not kill the vibe with your pubes peeking out of your swim trunks. That's why Manscaped has their Performance Package 4.0. That's to keep the party in your pants, my friend, looking crisp and refreshing all summer long. 4 million men have trusted Manscaped. Why shouldn't you? It all starts and stops by going to manscaped.com and get 20% off and free shipping if you use my promo code Bubba. The Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 has everything that you need to prepare for that summer bod. Inside this package, you're going to find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the Weed Whacker ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Reviver toner, Performance Boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold it all, my friends. You want to take your grooming game even further? Take a look at the Manscaped Shears 2.0. In that package, it has everything that you need to look pristine. Nail cutters, tweezers, grooming scissors. Go to manscaped.com and go crazy. They got everything you potentially possibly could need. Get 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. That's 20% off and free shipping with the code Bubba at manscaped.com. This is the summer to turn your package into the full package, my friend, and it all starts and stops at Manscaped. Listen, I have had my Manscaped stuff now for about a year. I don't know what I would do without it. As a matter of fact, I've now got all my co-hosts on the Manscaped deal. All the male co-hosts on my show have almost everything Manscaped offers. Why wouldn't you? Reduce the risk of ingrown hairs. You reduce the risk of grooming accidents. Again, all of this craziness starts and stops at manscaped.com. Use promo code Bubba for 20% off.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, hello. Is this Bubba?
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question for you. See, what would you do in a situation like this?
All right, go ahead.
About 3 years ago, I was sort of molested by my father, and his health nowadays, his health is not too good. So I'm wondering, like, in your own words, I mean, would it be a good idea to, like, if worse comes to worse?
Now, hold on. You said that he sort of molested you. Now, sir, You don't get sort of molested. Either you're molested or you're not, and it's a very serious accusation.
A very half-assed molestation.
And it's just, you know, that's such a serious, serious claim, sir, that, first of all, what happened?
Well, it kind of started at a young age when I was, like, 10 years old.
First of all, how old are you right now?
Oh, I'm 20 now.
All right, you're 20 years old. So you're an adult.
Yeah.
So, and when you were young, what happened?
Well, I,
Now, first of all, sir, I hope that you're legitimate and you're not just some smart ass wanting to hear yourself on the radio, because this is a very serious topic we're talking about here.
Yeah, I understand, and it did happen.
Go ahead. Go ahead and tell me the story.
Well, the only reason why he did it in the first place was because my mom told him something kind of personal about me, which was basically that I came out to her because at that age, you know, I somehow discovered that I was gay.
Now, wait a second.
10-year-olds don't discover they're gay.
You're trying to try to say that you're 10.
Yes.
Okay, 10 years ago. You're 20 now. You're saying that when you were 10, you think that you came out. You think that you discovered that you were gay.
Well, I wasn't for sure at 10. I didn't really was not 100% sure until I was 12.
He came out of the toy box.
Well, he started it because he found out about that. And
so at the age of 10.
This is, I wasn't going to molest you, but now that you're out, hey, game on.
So now, at the age of 10, you think that you're gay.
Yes.
And your father then starts touching you.
Yes.
When you're 10 or 12?
When I was 12, that's when I found out 100% sure that was. He didn't start until I was 10 years old, when my mom said, hey, you know, Brian came to me today, and he said that he likes a friend of his, which, out of respect, I won't mention his name, but... Yeah, and then he called me one Friday night And then he said, hey, you know, I think I'll, your mom told me something, you know, kind of personal, blah, blah, blah. I think I'll take you to my house and we need to talk. That Saturday morning, we went to his house, but we didn't do any talking. He just said, I want you to stand up close to me. And he kind of pulled down my pants and...
Wow.
Of course, I didn't really know what to do at that age, but...
So I don't necessarily know if I feel comfortable about talking about this. I mean, I'm serious. I mean, you're talking about like it's no big deal, but at the end of the day, I would think that you would be far more traumatized than what you are. You're kind of just acting like it's no big deal. And, sir, what you're talking about to even make... Isn't it making you uncomfortable, Manson?
Yeah, but if I believed it, it would be making... it doesn't really add up.
Yeah.
Because, you know, child molester, somebody who's going to molest their own child is going to do it regardless of what their child's sexual preference is. That really doesn't enter into it.
Well... That's all I can tell you about how he did it and why he did it.
So you're 20 yeah. now. Are you still gay? Because you don't really sound.
I mean, you don't sound queer at all.
Well, I could tell you right off the bat that I'm 100% gay. I'm sorry. I'm really not giving you guys a load of dog crap here. I mean, it actually did happen, and it didn't really stop until.
Okay, well.
So now you're trying to say that your dad.
Wow.
Yes.
Now, did you tell anybody about it, or did you document it, or did you tell your mom? I mean.
Well, I didn't tell anybody except for my youth pastor at my church.
Oh, God, that's not...
But he was molesting you, too, so...
Yeah.
Well, I told him, and he basically told... He gave me his word that he wouldn't tell anybody but except for one person, which is the pastor of my church.
Well, if this guy's going to tell one person, it should have been the cops.
Well, he's my dad. I really didn't see him going to jail, you know? He's 72 now, but...
Jesus. He was 62?
Yeah.
When you were 10 years old, he was 62 and he was touching you.
Uh-huh.
This timeline is just off. Now his health is failing him now, and you want to know whether you should be by his side or not?
That's pretty much it.
Of course not. The guy's...
Wow.
Pull the plug.
I would hope and pray he dies. I mean, why wouldn't you? Why would you want this guy to live?
He's, wow.
Well,
now, how long... Let me ask you
your life.
Obviously, your mom and him were split up. Because you said that he took him back to... He took you back to his house. Now... How long did this happen for?
Well, it didn't stop until I was at least 17.
And it would it be very ritual-based? Like, you know, every time you saw him, you guys did that stuff?
Basically, yeah.
And
he would come over, take me to his house, and do the yard work, and right after or before the yard work, he would have sex with me. And the only reason why I let it go as long as it did...
All I got was a dollar when I was a kid.
So you're trying to say... That it went from
wow.
to have an actual...
Wow.
Yes, he tried penetrating me, but when he said, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I can't
wow.
anymore, maybe you could try doing it on me, I kind of froze a bit, but just because of the fact that this was the only way he could actually be a father to me, that's the only reason why I let it go.
Now, sir, we have so many issues here, and I'm not an expert, nor am I. I'm not licensed or trained to even get into this whole deal. You need to really get some help. I mean... How could you even be aroused? I mean, now if we're going to talk about, and I got to be very clinical here, and you guys got to help me out here, okay? You guys have to help me out. But you're saying that it started out as
wow.
when you were 10, and then as you got older, it ended up being
wow.
And he claimed to be too old that he couldn't get an erection, so then he asked you to get an erection
wow.
and him, and you did that?
Only once, but yes, sir, I did.
And sir, in order to do that sort of thing, you have to become aroused and be turned on, you know, and have an erection. And that in itself, you did get that. So that means that you were aroused. So there's so many problems here, sir. I don't even know where to begin. I'm not trained or... I can give you the street version of it, but it's not going to be friendly.
Well, after all came out, yeah, the first thing my mom did because of the...
Did you ever tell your mom?
Oh, did I ever? Yes. When it all.
Well, you know what? At the end of the day, what did your mom do? Because that's who needs to put that. Don't you think, Manson? You need to start with your mother first.
Yeah, she's got problems too.
Well, yeah. But okay, now so what did your mom? When you told your mom about what had happened, about you being touched for however many years by your father, what did your mom say?
Well, at first she didn't. She never believed the whole fact.
I will tell you something, sir. It is hard to believe. First of all, as calm and collected as you're being, that's why you're not getting a lot of comments from Manson and Spice, and I have to be the chairperson of this conversation because I don't think many of us believe you. I'm going to be honest.
You're very calm about this situation.
It's a very non-Manson, wouldn't you agree? It's a very non-believable story.
Yeah, it's pretty off the wall.
I mean, a 17-year-old just finding out that, wait a second, something's wrong here.
Well, like I said, the only reason why I let it go as long as it did was because when I was younger, he never really treated me like a son.
Well, who would want to be treated like that? I mean, as soon as he gave you all the first time, regardless if you're gay or not, if you're going to be gay, first of all, I have a hard time believing that you're gay and you're 10 and you find out you're gay. But let's just say that that did happen. Okay. The last person you want to get gay with is your dad. I mean, you said you had a crush on some other little 12-year-old boy. Well, I don't know if that's fine or not, but that's certainly more fine than getting
fucked
by your father. You shouldn't have the excuse that, well, I let this go on for 7 or 8 years because it's the only way that I could feel that my father liked me. I mean, God, come on, sir. Not even a parameter. You can't. That's not. That's a pretty piss-poor excuse.
If I were you, I'd file charges on him right now.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be. There's not only.
It's only been 3 years.
It's not been a, there's not a. If you had with him 3 years ago, claiming to be 20 now and 17 then by all means, you're within the guidelines of the state statutes of child molestation.
I'd slap charges on him right on his deathbed.
Yeah, I'll tell you right now, sir. After you get in hanging up with me, I would be calling whatever agency that is your police and calling them right now.
Well,
this guy should not be a this sick effort.
He's already been investigated and everything after it all came out. But basically, he didn't go to jail or anything because of the fact that my mom was kind of upset, and because of the fact that she loved him so much, I really didn't want him to go to jail or anything. So the worst he got was investigation and a restraining order against coming to the house.
I mean, how screwed up is that, and how believable is that, sir? Like, any court of law or any person for the DCF or whatever agency would allow that to happen, yeah. and then subsequently the only punishment be that
he's got,
he can't see you anymore. When that's probably, yeah. To be honest with you, sir, in the 18 years or however long I've been doing radio, is probably one of the most heinous stories I've ever heard in my life. I've never heard of such a thing.
The child and the mom's feelings of not wanting their dad to go to prison on a case like that really don't enter into it.
No.
If you've raped your child, you go to jail.
Well, she was probably concerned of his reputation. He's a popular DJ on a Christian radio station. So I guess she didn't want his reputation being flattered, and that's why she showed so much emotional stuff when the cops came over.
That's a whole set of different parameters. Sir, you're burying yourself.
It's full of it.
You are burying yourself. You know, step up right now, forever now, or hold your peace, and tell me that you're selling me a whole bag of goods, because now your believable factor went from 50% with me to about 7%.
Now you're looking to call somebody out.
Now he's a popular DJ on a Christian radio station. So he did all this under the umbrella of Christianity also?
Yes.
Oh, you're listening to Joy 91.1, and the other day my son was me, and I didn't mean to say that.
Yeah, he's 17 now. It started when he was 10, and I gave him for his first time, and I found out that he was gay. Make sure that you tithe an extra 10% for my defense fund this week.
Plus, there are no popular DJs on Christian radio stations.
I've been on radio 18 years. I can't tell you one Christian DJ, sir. So there's so many holes in your story. Maybe the reason why there wasn't any charges filed is because you're all over the road in the believability factor. And I hate to accuse an innocent man of anything as such. It's a double-edged sword. I don't want anybody to ever get away with what they did to you. But by the same token, the believability factor sucks right now, sir. Manson, wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, 100%.
If it did happen, I gotta tell you, I'm with Ned on this one.
Killer.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
Well, I don't know what to tell you either. What do you want me to tell you?
He's running alive.
you're tapped out, aren't you, sir?
No, I'm serious. This actually happened. I'm serious, dude. I'm not lying to you whatsoever.
You don't even sound gay.
Yeah, maybe you could give me your phone number and I could verify this at a later time.
You don't even sound gay, sir.
Ugh. Well,
Ned doesn't turn you on, but your dad did.
I can tell you 100%.
Meanwhile, Ned's younger than your father.
Yeah, how sick is that? Your dad's how old? 71?
I'm a lot hotter, too.
Well, he'll be 74. No, 73, I'm sorry, this year. His birthday's on Christmas.
I don't know what to say, sir. I'm all over the. I don't know what to say. Well, I guess your original question was, you know, what should you do? Your father is 72 years old. He's on his deathbed. He started raping you, and giving you molesting you when you were 10. You hooked up with him when you were 17. And I guess I'm just trying to put this all in one basket. And your question was, you know, what should you do now that he's on his deathbed? And Ned said, kill him. I said, you can't do that. I can't give that advice out. And Ned didn't mean it. I think you need to, you know, and you said this case has already been investigated and he got nothing out of it. I don't know what it is there is to do, sir.
Never talk to him again. Hope to God that he dies of natural causes very, very soon. And he dies a hideous, hideous death. How about that?
I don't know, dude. I mean, yeah.
Well, there you go, dude.
I have tons of hate for him, but he's in the long run, he's still my dad.
And he's still and, okay. Well, hold on. And he's also still your lover.
No.
Oh. I mean, if you guys want to get bare bones about it now, it might not be, you know.
I mean, true. He's saying he loves his daddy still, and you know the type of loving they've had for.
I mean, I love him as a dad.
Who's your daddy?
Hold on, let me tell you something. I couldn't love any human being that put me through that. Any human being. I hate some people in my life, and they did far less to me than that.
Yeah, and you need to put yourself in check too, sir, and make sure that you don't become a sexual freak when you're a little bit older.
I mean, you know, you're gay, right? And you like boys, right?
Yeah.
You like guys. I mean, what's going to stop
you? It's a vicious cycle, man.
Yeah, I mean, you look what the only thing that you know, you've been conditioned. I hope that you don't become one of these predators.
Well, to be honest with you, I have no intentions on being anything like him, so.
Well, I don't think anybody ever has an intention doing it. Unfortunately, it's somewhat.
It's an urge that you start to have.
Well, just out of curiosity, do you listen to the radio station like 1600 AM?
No, I've never heard it, sir.
Well, that's the station that he's on. And I wish I knew the station, name, but, I mean, you can call him and ask him anything if my story is unbelievable at all, even though he probably would deny it, but still, I mean, honestly, I am not lying to you whatsoever. And right now...
Well, let me ask you a question. You talking about Tampa, Florida?
Tampa.
Where do you live?
I live in Claremont.
So you're talking about an Orlando Christian station on AM 1600?
Yes.
Okay. And what is this guy's name, supposedly?
His name is Melvin Grace.
Melvin Grace. And what time is Melvin Grace on the radio? These are all your allegations, not mine.
He should be on right now, actually, in the mornings.
This is your father?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you know the phone line to a studio? Do you know the studio phone line?
Not anymore. All I know is that it's 1600 at the end of it. It's WOKB or something like that.
WOKB.
Something like that. If you're going to call him right now, I really don't want to be on the phone.
You got to be. Sir, you can't make these allegations and then leave.
Oh, boy.
You really can't. I mean, you know, one of the constitutional fundamental rights is to be able to confront your accuser.
Yeah.
And you can't. Spice, you working on it?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
You can't make these allegations, sir, against Melvin Grace, who is supposedly your father. What's your name?
Oh, my name is Brian.
Brian what?
Wolfolk. My mother and him never got married. They're just boyfriend and girlfriend.
What's your so Brian is your name, right?
Yes.
Okay. So if I would call this gentleman and say, "Do you know a Brian? Do you have a son named Brian?" Then at the end of the day, Melvin Grace should say yes.
Mm-hmm. He knows that I sometime in the future really want to reconcile with him, but wow, I didn't think I'd be doing it on the radio.
Now, if he's on his deathbed, why is he doing radio right now?
No, his health is failing.
Oh, his health is failing.
Yes, my mom said that he's been in and out of the hospital a lot, having surgery and stuff like that, and that he could.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait till you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the "no animals were harmed" message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
That died one day, and this is when all these thoughts started coming to me. By saying he's on his deathbed, you know, that's kind of like what you guys were thinking. But
now, when did this get investigated, and by what agency?
That one I didn't really know. I don't know all that. My cousin, basically the family, went through all that one.
All right, well, I think Spice Boy's got a hold of Melvin.
What is it again? Mm-hmm.
Well, Spice Boy's talking.
Okay, is he in? Is he in, do you know? Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
The Deacon, Melvin Grace, every day from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
What did they say, Spice? They give you another number?
Yeah.
So he's on the air right now, right?
Not yet.
But they gave you like
he might be preparing for his big show.
Right, for his big kid-touching show. Now, Brian?
Yes?
What do you think he's going to say when I say Melvin?
I know he's going to be pissed off that I'm talking to him through someone else.
Well, but, you know, I'll be your spokesperson then, okay?
Oh boy!
I'll be your spoke. I mean, you gotta get this out, Brian.
I know.
Hi, how you doing?
Shh, hold on, Spice.
Hi, is Melvin in, please? Melvin Grace. How are you, buddy?
Do you have a son named Brian?
My name is. Do you have a son named Brian? No. Do you have a son named Brian? You do.
Okay, cool.
Oh, unbelievable.
Well, he wanted to.
That's crazy. I know your son. Huh? Yeah, I do.
Uh oh, Manson. There's some
over in Claremont.
Kind of panning out a little bit.
Yeah, really.
You're exactly right, man. How have you been, Melvin?
Oh God.
Everything's good. How's your health?
Can we conference call you on my show? Because Melvin wants. Man, I'll tell Brian you what, wants to say hi to you.
It's funny because I work actually for a radio station out of Tampa. You ever heard of Bubba the Love Sponge? Put me on hold. I think he's got to do a big break.
Well, is he on the radio right now?
Hello. Okay. Well, basically,
I have Brian on hold.
I've got Brian on hold, man, and he hasn't talked to you lately. He wanted to talk to you via our show, so we wanted to conference call you live on our airwaves so you could talk to him.
He wants to say hi to his dad.
He's actually calling. I believe he's calling from his house. Yeah, and so I was wanting to put you on hold, and Bubble pick up the phone on the air, and then you guys can say hello to Brian. We've been talking to Brian here for a little while, man. He's a good dude.
This ought to be a good one.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, you hang on one second for me, okay? I'm gonna put you on hold. Go for it.
Hey, Melvin, how are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you?
Good, Melvin. Brian, is this your dad?
Yes. Hi, Daddy. Hey, Brian, how you doing? Fine. Take it forever to call the old man. I know. Yeah.
Melvin, is your health failing, man? Brian was a little concerned about your health.
Well, I'm doing much better because I was in the hospital and did go a couple of times or two. But
right.
So far, the Lord's been good and sort of brought me around, and I'm doing much better than I have been doing.
Well, Brian calls us up with a very serious allegation that you molested him when he was 10 years old.
Daddy, basically, I told him the whole story.
This is a bunch of crap.
I know, Daddy. Don't get mad because
And to be honest with you, Melvin, I don't believe him. I mean, I find it very hard. He said
No. Let's talk about something else. That's a different story.
No, I don't want to talk about something else. I want to get to the bottom of this story.
The bottom is already done.
I mean, has it been investigated?
Listen, I don't even want to talk about this. And if you keep talking about it, I'm going to hang up.
You knock the bottom out of it.
Yeah, okay. Ryan, call me first chance you get.
Melvin.
Yeah.
The bottom line is, and I hear somebody ranting and raving, but I mean...
some preaching in the background.
The bottom line is, I mean, is there any truth to the story at all?
Nope. Forget it, I'm trying to tell you. Just leave it alone because you don't even know nothing about it.
Well, I got a 20-year-old kid here on the phone lines that's very disturbed. He loves his father. He's had some... He has a lot of emotional problems about your health. He loves his father. He's torn.
And this is what I'm trying to tell you. Leave it alone. Now, bye-bye.
No, you just can't leave something like that alone, Melvin.
Daddy. Daddy.
Wow. Hold on, let me put you... Brian, you right there?
Yeah.
Fellas?
Wow.
Manson?
I think I was wrong.
I
all came to fruition.
I'm calling it back.
I can't believe this.
Wait, what was that?
Brian.
Yes?
Why can you be as affectionate...
Melvin!
No, because I don't...
Buddy. We're off the air now. We're off the air.
How can you be this affectionate, call him Daddy, and still love this animal?
But hang on, buddy.
Because he's...
Okay, but Melvin, we're not on the air right now.
Are you black?
I'm calling you
Brian,
off the air.
Brian, are you
here.
Black?
You're not on the air right now.
Brian, are you black?
Hello, yeah. You there?
Huh?
Yes.
And he's black.
He sounds
black.
My name is Matt.
He is.
And
it sounds like he's trying to shuffle this thing under the carpet.
He just doesn't... It is...
I don't have a problem with leaving it alone, but I have one more question for you.
Yeah.
It's a fact that these allegations that he's raising against you, he said that you used to give him...
Wow.
When he was 10 years old, it started.
That's horrible. Tell him.
And then he actually had sex with you at the age of 17.
Yeah.
Is that true?
Yes. But Bubba, please.
Is any of that true?
Yes, it is. But I
told me, but your son's saying it's true.
Now, when's the last time you saw him, Brian?
Well, no, I don't believe you're God at all. I think you're the furthest thing in the world from God. I think you're a horrible, horrible man.
The last time I saw him was probably 3 or 4 years ago.
You don't like hanging up on people? Well, I don't like people that molest their kids.
Oh, my God. He's going to call my mom.
Well, let's call your mom. Let's get her on the phone.
Oh, please, no.
Well, that's why I'm asking you if the allegations are true or not. And you haven't given me a definitive no. All you've said to me, Melvin, is leave it alone. What's that?
Now, Brian, what age?
How much NO do I understand?
I'm sorry.
I understand the NO. But
what agency checked this out?
How much you understand breaking the law?
That I don't. My cousin, Timmy, went through all the agencies. And all.
Where's your mom at right now?
Well, she's working right now.
Right. Does she know about any of this?
Yeah, she knows about the whole thing. She was like the second or third person to find out all this, so.
Let me tell you something. As bizarre as I thought this thing started out,
Shoot.
It's starting to kind of pan itself on out. I couldn't get the father. First of all, somebody called me up and had made that allegation against me as being a dad. I would say, let me tell you something. Yeah. That is absolutely sick, and that's the biggest bunch of crap I've ever heard, and I'm offended that I don't even know what to say. I wouldn't. The last thing I would say is just leave it alone. Very calm and collected. I'd fall over. I'd be appalled. The last thing you're going to say is leave it alone.
Yeah.
Leave it very calm and collected. Leave it alone. Leave it alone. So, Brian, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is there anything I can do to help you? I know. Can I get you some professional help? Can I get you a counselor? I mean, do you have any of that? Have you talked to anybody?
Yeah.
Now, I'm gonna be honest with you, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, but stay out of the church for help. I think you know that there's a lot of documented cases of the church is preying upon, you know, young, impressionable men. You need to go get like a child psychologist or a therapist. Or Manson, don't you think he needs to get some kind of help?
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, you need to get professional.
And stay away from your dad. He's an evil person. He's not a positive part of your life.
Now, have you got any help? Have you?
Yes, my mom. The help of my cousin. My mom was paying with for this person down the street, the psychologist down the street. And me and her talked a lot, and she kind of came to this conclusion that basically that this might be just something that happened to him when he was younger and just trying to act it out or something.
But let me tell
you, it doesn't make it right.
I don't need you to go get help from some, you know, down the street. I need you to, you know, there's got to be somebody in Orlando that's listening to my show right now that's, you know, very much a highly educated PhD child psychologist or psychiatrist or something like that that can help us out and for free. But I need a legitimate person, a professional in the Orlando area, a child psychologist or clinical psychiatrist or something. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
To step up and for the good of themselves and yourself and for the betterment of yourself and me and everybody, give you some help for free, or even bill me. I'll pay for it. But I certainly need somebody in Orlando that can give me some help, a professional. Because you need to talk about this, and you need to possibly, I think that whatever agency possibly investigated your father, they may want to reopen this deal up. Don't you think, Manson?
Manson just walked out, but I'll tell you what, this is...
So let me put you on hold, Brian, okay?
Okay.
I want to get your information so I can get a hold of you, because there's going to be some good people that step up,
okay.
And they're going to offer me some help for you. And I need a... And please take it. Brian, please take it. I don't care if you're gay now or you're gay then or... What happened to you possibly, sir, is undescribable.
Well, right
and
now,
in the long-term effect it's going to have on you, Brian, you're already having problems because you love your father because he's your dad. But if he did do this, you're going to have, this is going to be an emotional scar on your life for the rest of your life. It's going to affect the way you act as a man forever. And you need to talk about it to somebody who can... I'm giving you the Bob of the Love Sponge Reader's Digest, you know, street version of it, but I'm not a clinical psychiatrist or psychologist, and I am not qualified to give you any professional advice at all. But I can find somebody that is, and that can help you.
Okay.
Hold on a second, okay?